The right flow of money. What is the right flow of money? Well, you can compare this with the flow of the blood in the human body. It goes to every part. It feeds every part equal. And it goes round back to the heart. This is not what we see happening in the world today. In the world today, we see that the money is flowing from the lower class and the middle class to the upper class, to the rich people. And the rich people get more and more money. And money in this world means power. And the rich people often use this power just to get more money. They fund campaigns from politicians, and these people, when they are leading the government, create laws to make the rich even more rich. And there is then a natural tendency to blame the rich. And this is not, of course, not completely untrue. But from a spiritual perspective, it is a bit different, a bit more complicated. For instance, when you go out in the streets and ask random people, do you want to have $1 million, $1 million? My guess is that almost everybody would say yes. And yet, an investigation to the winners of lotteries, to the winners of big sums of money, shows that they are about 11 days happy with a big amount of money. 11 days. Then it's over. Then the worries take over from the happiness. But usually $1 million is more than people need. So basically, when you ask people, do you want more money than you need? Almost everybody will say yes. And this is the problem. And we live in a world when everybody wants more money than they need. The result is that rich people will get richer. And basically, the system is enhanced by everybody wanting to have more money than they need. And by many people, the problem is that when you see their auric field, they have two thoughts about money. The first one, I want more money, more than I need. And the second one is, rich people are bad. These thoughts are conflicting. And the result is that they do not get rich. They give mixed signals to the reality around them. But if we want to restore a natural flow of money, we should stop blaming rich people, but ask ourselves, why do I want more money than I need? In fact, why do people want money? This sounds a bit ridiculous, but what do you really need? Well, you need food, you need shelter, you need friends, you need a fulfilling life, you need to express your soul, you need to be aware of who you are, your emotions, your soul, you need to be aware of other people, you need beauty, the ability to enjoy life and nature. You need to be in good contact with your own emotions, with your past, with your future. But not money. Money is just a construction, a tool. And we've chosen for this tool, but there have been societies without money. And there are many societies, other planets, other worlds, where there is no such thing as money. When you leave this world and you go to heaven, you will discover that there is no money, and yet everybody is happy. Nevertheless, in this world, lack of money, poverty, is causing a lot of unhappiness and is the main reason for disease. Lack of money makes people ill. And because many people lack money, many people have health issues, and we have an unpayable and affordable healthcare system. So this makes the problem worse. Now, what should we do about this? We should change our way of thinking. We should ask ourselves, why do I want much more money than I need? You should focus on what you really want, what you really need. In this world, we think when we want something, oh, you need money to buy it. And this can even non-material things like a good vacation, an experience. But you should focus on the energy level, the so-called law of attraction. Try to focus on what you need, not money. Try to be aware of what you really need. And now there is a problem. And the problem is this. You have needs on the level of your personality. And on the level of your personality, you are often not aware of what you really need. People on the level of personality are not aware of what they really need. You need to be in contact with the level of your soul. For instance, the soul is always longing for beauty. The soul is always longing to be out in nature and enjoy the beauty there, to connect with animals and trees, and to really connect with other people. The soul always wants to shine. And yet, when people use their money, they often neglect their longing for beauty. They think it's only secondary. It's not really important. So, in order to solve the big problem of money in this world, in order to restore the right flow of money, you should stop criticizing other people, even if they do clearly the wrong things with their money. You should stop criticizing the political system outside you, society. You should try on an inner level, restore the right flow. And the first step is stop enhancing the wrong flow by longing more money than you need, by wanting more money than you need. Become aware of this and become aware of what you really need. And become aware of what you really want for other people. And when you do this, you make, on your own level, a little improvement that will have its effect on your everyday life, and it will have its effect on the world. In this day and age, where there are so many things evidently wrong, where there are so many problems, there's a need to step out of the system, to go inside, and to restore your connection with your soul, and to stop thinking on basis of your personality, to stop thinking on basis of your fears, and start thinking from out your soul, from out your real needs, from what you really want. And this will have an effect not only on your life, but on this world. This will slowly restore a natural flow of money that is feeding everybody. That will take away poverty and many diseases from this planet. That will restore the harmony between man and nature. But stop focusing on what is wrong in the outer world. Simply ask yourself the question, why do I want more money than I need? And don't kid yourself. You want more money than you need. When somebody offers you $1 million, you will say yes. And if I'm wrong, I'm very, very sorry, and apologize to you personally, but many, most likely you do. And this, there's nothing wrong with it, because everybody wants a lot of money. But you can compare it with food. When you lack food, you become unhappy and ill, you suffer. But eating more food than you need doesn't make you happy. It makes you fat. Just when you eat enough food, you can focus on the real important things in your life. The flow of your soul into this world. The connection with your soul. And you have the ability, when you have the ability to connect with your soul, you have the ability to connect with everybody's soul, the soul in every living thing, the soul in everything, and feel one with nature, feel one with the universe. And it is this oneness that makes your life fulfilled. Thank you for listening, and I'm now going to offer you a meditation.